This week, Wyoming Public Radio engaged in a bit of an experiment. Our reporters, Tennessee Watson and Melody Edwards, set up a pop-up newsroom at the third annual Wyoming Conference for Violence Prevention and Response, hosted in Riverton. With me from their temporary studio in the pop-up newsroom are Tennessee and Melody. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me what this idea of a pop-up newsroom is all about.
So the Wyoming Conference for Violence Prevention and Response drew together people from across the state, from public health to education to victim advocates to activists that are building a movement to end violence in our state. And rarely as reporters do we have the chance to connect with all these folks at the same time, especially in a big state like Wyoming. I was thinking like I would be driving so much to actually be able to meet with these people face to face. And rarely do we see them all working together to solve a common problem. So we just thought this would be an amazing opportunity to hear what's happening. And so we set up a space where folks could share what they're seeing on the ground and relay to us what's working to help fix some of these problems.
Yeah, and you know, we also know that stories about violence are often really deeply personal and can be really painful. And we knew that showing up and making personal connections was going to be really important. You know, sexual violence and domestic abuse, too often they do stay secret. And we might tell a friend, or we might tell a family member, we might tell a counselor. But, you know, national statistics indicate that 2 out of 3 sexual assaults go unreported to law enforcement. And, you know, that's even more on the reservation. Advocates know that crime statistics go grossly underrepresented, and the prevalence of sexual violence and domestic abuse, too. So nor do they tell the story, you know, of how interpersonal violence can harm entire communities and future generations.
And, you know, on that front, what Melody was saying does remind me of the Me Too movement and how powerful it's been to hear these personal stories that kind of bring life to statistics and get at issues in a deeper way. But Me Too, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that public disclosure is safe for everyone in every community. And it's apparent, especially after being at this conference, that journalists need to pay attention to some of those factors, be they political, cultural, or emotional, and, you know, these things that can put survivors at risk. And so while we need to be tireless advocates for the power of personal stories, we need to be willing to understand how to reduce harm. So that's the other reason that being here, this is people who are on the ground working with survivors of violence on a daily basis. And we really wanted to understand from them how we can approach our work in a way that has the highest impact, but that does the least amount of harm.
And so, you know, to kick things off, what we did is we just invited some of the sources from our stories, our stories that we have done in the past, and just asked them to share their perspectives on what it was like to work with journalists.
Who were they, and why did you invite them?
So I ended up inviting Jean Harris. She's an Eastern Shoshone member who spoke to me about her experience of domestic abuse and the really hard time that she ended up having getting justice on the Wind River Reservation. And that's because there's just a major jurisdictional gaps for tribal members. And she told the audience to, you know, on Wednesday, what it was like to participate in a radio story. And this one ended up actually on national public radio as well. And she just talked about, you know, how that ended up helping her to keep her case moving through the system, but that also it was, you know, going public with her case was also really hard as well. She ended up receiving death threats even. And so we used that story throughout the conference to really teach people about how journalism works.
And I invited Bishop Stephen Bigler. He is the bishop for the Diocese of Cheyenne. And I had interviewed him for a story that was on Wyoming Public Radio, but that also got national attention and was on NPR. But it was, you know, looking at what the church in Wyoming is doing about allegations of sexual violence perpetrated by clergy members. And, you know, what happened here stands out because the bishop in this case, really, he took a stance saying we need to listen to survivors. And the thing about that story that I wanted to point out to people in the room at this conference is that it's not that Bishop Stephen is a hero. You know, it's not a hero of the day kind of story. It's that he has accessed certain resources, he has been trained, and he's sensitive to these issues. And then he's deployed that in his work. So he's really, you know, worked hard to wrap his head around what it means to be in a position of power and authority, and to leverage that to make sure that victims and survivors are coming forward. And that's important for victims and survivors, but it's also important for safety within communities. He wants people within his community to feel comfortable coming forward, because then it means that perpetrators within that community are being held accountable and they can't do it again.
And so you had this room where people could walk in and basically talk to you at any time?
Yeah, so the conference was actually at the Wind River Casino and Hotel that's owned by the Northern Arapaho Tribe, and I promise we were not gambling the whole time. There's also actually a really great conference center here, and so we got our own room, and folks just filtered through, you know, during their breaks and over lunch. But we also ended up in a conversation in the hotel stairway one evening. People just got really comfortable just sharing their ideas. And, you know, the pop-up newsroom concept really ended up breaking down barriers between us, the media, and all of these change makers that were at this conference.
And it was pretty telling, you know, what we heard. So we got feedback on story ideas, we got feedback on how we could tell our stories, but it was also interesting to just observe who and came to talk to us. We learned from that. So that we had a prosecutor come and talk to us, and he in fact was the only one, the only prosecutor at this event. And we got to hear his point of view on the criminal justice system and, you know, how it responds to violence and is a part of preventing violence. But it was surprising that there weren't more prosecutors there. So it was interesting just to get to see who was in the room.
Yeah, like we also ended up talking to a lot of people who work at safe houses for survivors of domestic violence. You know, safe houses all across the state. And we heard that the lack of affordable housing across the state is making it really hard for women to get out of, you know, these really abusive situations.
We also heard about a need for more prevention education with young people, focusing on violence, and in particular, sex education and how those two things go together. And we heard that there is some great programming on the Wind River Reservation that other communities could look to. And it was just great to be like, oh, here's a problem. Oh, here's a solution, and connect some of those dots for people in the room, but also for our stories. And that is really, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Just this morning, we had the entire conference sit down with 11 different story ideas and help us fine tune them. We, you know, got them to drill down to what the problem was and asked them to help us identify who in the state was working to solve it. So we've got some great stories to tell about ways to solve these issues.
Yeah, tell me more about what happens now.
Well, now we get to work telling these stories, and we literally just wrapped up that session, so our brains are full to the brim. One example of something that we might look at was, we heard about a lot of great projects that are happening in isolation, but you know, one of those things is dealing with addiction. So the Department of Corrections has some strong programming to address addiction, and there are also communities with great resources. But it's sort of luck of the draw. Like, if you're released from jail, there's no guarantee that you're going to end up in a town that is well-resourced to help you transition. So there was a lot of talk about addressing those disparities and making sure that everyone working to alleviate addiction was in communication with each other. So now the work is on us to find one of those unique partnerships that's really helping to provide continuity in services. And it was just interesting to see how that issue came up. And then they were like, all right, do your homework, reporters, figure this out.
Do you feel like this was a successful experiment?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Everyone was extremely open, really excited to share. It felt like it really filled a need to sort of break down that fourth wall between journalists and the people in Wyoming who are making change. And we learned people were hesitant to call us because they felt like they didn't know enough. And we were able to make it clear that everyone is a source or of a, sort of like a piece of the puzzle, and that we talk to lots of people to figure out what's going on, and we never rely on the knowledge of just one person to tell a story. So, you know, it was a real opportunity to sort of give people just a little journalism 101, you know, and just share the terms, you know, and reveal a little bit about the process of making a good journalism story.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we're excited to get back on the road and get back to Laramie. There is some impending snow, so that's one reason we want to get out of here. But the other reason is we're just really excited to get back to work so we can tell these stories.
All right. Well, be safe on your way back, and thanks so much for sharing.
Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks.
That was Tennessee Watson and Melody Edwards at our pop-up newsroom in Riverton at the 3rd Annual Wyoming Conference for Violence Prevention and Response.